And now, Master Crane, have a go, won't you? Tell us a story!
On a dark and moonless night, through the mist filled with fright, I crept along with measured tread, past the graveyard of the dead. And as I walked, there was no sound, a deathly silence all around. When the silence was broken by a horrible shriek, and I saw a gray skeleton pop up and speak. And he said he was looking for someone to help him find something that he had once lost. And oh, would I help him, he said with a chilling voice, making my blood turn to frost. And I said, what's the thing you were looking for, Spectre? How can I help you, I pray? Well, the skeleton said, I require the head of a human, I'll have yours today.
Well, the skeleton said, I require the head of a human, I'll have yours today.
You can imagine how my blood ran cold at the dreadful apparition's fearful words. I require your head. I had to call upon all of my skills as a schoolmaster and orator of note, not to mention my vast facility of wit, to distract the ghastly spirit in time to make my escape. And so I beckoned him, or her, on that point I'm not quite certain, to tell me more, all the while planning my escape. So he said that it wouldn't hurt only a little jerk, he'd do it quickly and neat. So come up here closer so I may get answer with what I must do for my treat. So I backed away slowly and said, tell me only why need you a head and not feet. Cause you see, said the ghost, I like jelly and toast, and without a mouth I cannot eat.
Cause you see, said the ghost, I like jelly and toast, and without a mouth I cannot eat.
Can't eat.
Let's eat. All this talk of ghosts and food has made me hungry.